Okay, today I want to talk about Mishalach Manos. Purim is just around the corner. It's in about 2 weeks. Purim is on, is a Thursday, is that correct?
Yes.
The Purim is on Thursday. Tainis Esther is on Wednesday. Okay, so it's a little bit more than 2 weeks. So let's start learning some inyanim relating to Purim. We'll see what we can find. Okay, topic, simple topic. Topic here in the Sefer Higyoni HaParsha. Higyoni HaParsha by Rabbi Wasserman, Aryeh David Wasserman, has a very nice chapter discussing the longest of Mishloach Manos. We have two different reasons why we bring Mishloach Manos. Two different reasons, and he presents, I think, 14 nafka minos between the two reasons, the two popular reasons why we bring Mishloach Manos. The first reason is the reason of Rab Shlomo Alkibatz. He was the mechaber of the Luchadodi. Okay, he wrote a sefer called Monos Halevi. Monos Halevi, in fact, 1 year he was so poor that he sent, I think, his father-in-law, his Mishloach Manos was his sefer. He delivered his sefer as Mishloach Manos. You might say the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos by giving a person a sefer, Chidushei Torah. So it's not so simple. What? Avart, let's say just right here, I give you this. Let's say I give you this as a Mishloach Manos. I'm a Yoytzei the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos.
Well, if the Sefer is called Manos, maybe.
Oh, so that's why, because his Sefer was called Menos Halevi. So he is of the opinion, everyone quotes him, is that the Talmud of Mishloach Manos is Keneged, the claim of Haman. The only reason why Haman was able to succeed in convincing Ahasuerus to issue a decree to destroy the Jewish people was because they are dispersed. There's no achva v'reus among Klal Yisrael. The goal of Mishloach Manos is to restore the harmony, the achdus, the achva among Klal Yisrael. And Chazal instituted the way we do that is by giving one person two gifts. That's how Chazal Masakin. It's Ava V'Yachva. This is the Shita of the Hashem Alkibitz and Mes Levi. However, there's a Chuma Sadeshan. Everyone calls Chuma Sadeshan, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, Chelik Aleph, Kuf Yud Aleph, and he disagrees and he very strongly says the time of Mishloach Manos is to guarantee that a person has food for the Su'udas Purim. Now you'll ask, if you know for a fact that a person does have food for Su'udas Purim, he has Su'udas Shleim Mashaita, everything is waiting for him, so you're not Yoytzei the Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos because he has a Su'udah. So built into the takon is loy plug. In order not to embarrass people that do not have, so Chazal said it's a loy plug. Everyone gets, and anyone that you give to, you yoytze the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, even a person that already has food, you also can be yoytze in order not, because if you're only going to give people who don't have food, then you're embarrassing a person. Oh, you're a poor person. The way I'm going to give you, you don't have food. You're a pauper. You don't have food. So let me give you food, what to eat for the Su'udas Purim. It's an embarrassment. So the person, I don't want to accept. I'm not your chefza de mitzvah. Don't embarrass me. So Chazal says, so therefore give Mishloach Manos even to a person that does have what to eat. And by giving to a person that does have what to eat, so the big picture of Klal Yisrael, when a poor person receives, no one knows if I have food for my suda, if I do not have food for my suda, because even my next door neighbor who has food for a suda, even he gets to accept Mishloach Manos. So therefore, built into the takana that we should guarantee people have food for the suda, it is loy plug. Even a person that does have food for the suda can receive Mishloach Manos, and you do fulfill the mitzvah.
According to the Truma Tadeshin, what's going to be with the Matonos Lo Evyonim
is a different topic. It's a different thing. There's a Sudas Purim, and then this. So you say, well, how does Matonos Lo Evyonim differ? They should have money to buy a suda. Matonos Lo Evyonim pashtus, you have to give an only enough money that in Evyon he can buy a suda. Okay, I don't know the answer. I didn't think about it. I don't know. I'm sure he deals with it. He must deal with it. But this is clear that the ikar tam of the Mishloach Manos is the guarantee of food for the suda.
Two matonas to one person.
So
means everybody else can get different.
No.
The one person
then you're done already. Then you're finished. So you're done. That's a different mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah of giving.
Every evyon in the world.
No, matanos to evyonim are two evyonim, one gift, and the gift can be cash. It's not food. Matanos to evyonim is a different mitzvah. There are two mitzvahs: the mitzvah of mishloach manos, and there's a mitzvah of matanos to evyonim. Two different mitzvahs. We're focusing now on the mitzvah of mishloach manos. Now, these are primarily the only two reasons that the mefarshim give. These two different reasons. In order to be marbe ava v'achva v'reius in klal Yisrael, number two, to guarantee that the recipient has food to eat for the seuda. You're asking a very good question. What's going to be? Why is then different in the case of matanos levyonim? Matanos levyonim. So it could very well be. I don't know. Let's just put that aside for now. Matanos levyonim is a separate mitzvah. So let's go through some of the nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one. What happens if the mekabel, the recipient, refuses to accept? I bring a beautiful mishloach manos to my next door neighbor, and he says, "I'm sorry, I have nowhere to put it." I remember someone wanted to give me, I think, a sefer to Rybelsky, Zechet Tzach Livracha. I remember this years ago in yeshiva, and he told the guy, "I'm telling you the honest truth. I don't have in the house even 1 inch for another sefer." The walls are lined wall to wall.
Especially yours.
Not an inch. Then I heard another Rashi that someone said, one thing he says, I tell you the honor, I don't have a moment of free time to learn the sefer. So what are you giving it to me for? I have no time for anything these days. But this fellow says, "I'm not accepting, I refuse to accept. Are you yoytzei the mitzvah of mishloach manos?" This is a very simple afkamin. If you learn the mishloach manos, this is a din of nigmar be'ava v'achva v'reyus. The ikar is your rotzai. The fact that you want to show your friend, "I want to give you something, I want to be mahana you, I want to be mahana you," you've increased ava v'achva v'reyus.
Well, you can say, "Yeah, the guy says, I ain't taking this from you, there's no achva v'reyus."
Okay, he actually talks about that. Actually, if he rejects it, he mentions that over here in the sefer, if he rejects it out of this fighting and the nechanami, you're not accomplish anything. But only then the person says, "Thank you very much. It's not necessary. I'm not going to be home. I don't need it." And he just refuses. It doesn't matter. Once you've made the attempt, you have been fulfilled according to the Talmud of the Minoy Slavi. But if you learn like the Talmud of Shulchan Sadesha, no, you have to guarantee that he has food fit to eat. Even if he doesn't, the point is he has to receive. Since he has not received, he has not been yet to the mitzvah. Okay, let's go to another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, let's say you send mishloach manos anonymously, or let's say it happens very often, you send mishloach manos and you don't even know who it came from. Someone just drops off by the door, and you don't put your name on it. Are you say the mitzvah if it's midin of ava and reos? No, you can't say because it's anonymous. You don't know who the person is. But if it's the guarantee the person has what to eat, he has what to eat, then you are mekayim the mitzvah. That's matan. That's stam halacha. That's anoyim. Anoyim is not but over here, midim mishalach manoyis. That's a tzorach. That's not din. That's not halacha. That's kashem being yaitzei. Give matan. Stam. Give matan. It's a hashkafa issue. Yishim midim. But here, shaila yaitzei the mitzvah. He put some bread on his face. He asked, but there it's a din of avra. But it's not a mitzvah. It's just stam an inyan. Here we're dealing with the mitzvah. Okay. Another nafkin. Another nafkin is what happens if mishalach manoyis gets stolen, gets lost. I send mishloach manos. It's the same. All these other babies are just spin-offs of the same idea. You send mishloach manos, you put it on a stoop, you put it, and before the person comes home, a cat comes along and takes it away. Or a ganav comes and takes it away. So it's the same nafkamina. If instead of avav yachlav reyos, if the person is made aware, if he was told, if he was made aware that someone made an attempt to deliver a mishloach manos, and then it was stolen, so yoytze. But if it's a din in having hana, having hafsu, you did not have food for the suda. Okay, there's a similar nafkamina. Now here's a very nice nafkamina. This is a very interesting nafkamina. This is already rice in the Gemara. What happens if you invite someone to eat the suda? To eat the suda. You did not send mishloach manos. I did not deliver even one Mishloach Manos the entire day of Purim. I was busy the whole day. I'm running around the whole day reading the Megillah for people.
It's the best
Shalom. That's not reading the Megillah is not Mishloach. It's a Mitzayam. This is Mishloach Manos also. I did not give. But what I did it was instead, I invited a poor man to come eat with me the Suuda. Come home, you go to Mincha? Come home. Come, let's come for Suda's Purim. I invite a poor man and he eats the Suda. This is the ultimate. If the din is to guarantee that a person has food for the Suda, the din of Meshachma has the din of the Suda, this L'chaira is the ultimate kiyum. You made sure you actually invited him to a meal. He sat by your meal. You don't have to mamash give. You don't have to give him a gift. The fact that he's coming and eating by you, this is the Meshalach Manos. But if it's a din of Achlo V'Reus, not necessarily. It's not a din in this. It's not totally in the Suda. There are two dinim. He has a Suda's Purim, so you had a Suda's Purim. But there's a din in giving a gift in order to add an additional din of friendship between two people who are normally separated. We normally have nothing more to do with each other. It's not a din in the Suda. According to the Menos Levi, it's nothing to do with the Suda. It's a din of Achdos. And the way you do the Achdos is you give a gift. You're having a Suda, very nice. You're having a Suda, you're inviting people, but that's not what Meshalach Manos is all about. But mainly, you're not Yoytzim. And if it's a din, the whole purpose of Meshalach Manos is to guarantee that he has what he for the Suda. So I guaranteed what to eat. He actually came. He came to my Suda. This will be an afkamina. And in fact, the Gemara there says, the Gemara alludes to this idea. The Gemara Masechta Megillah says that the two Amoraim, they would switch their Suudos. They would switch their Suudos every year. Abaya Dav Zayin Amidays Labaya Bar Oven Rabbi Chanina Bar Oven Shayu Machlifim Es Suudosayim Ze Im Ze. Rashi says, "Ze oichal im ze purim shel shana zo, uveshnei soid chaveroi imai." And from there, the first one learned that they did this in lieu of mishloach manos. This was that's Rav Zera. That was another mice. That was Rabbi Rav Zera. This is Abaya bar Oven and Mechnina bar Oven. Two different people. Every year they would alternate in who went to who for the Suda. And this was in place of the mishloach manos. So you clear. Brothers, but you clearly see that the passion of the Gemara there is the way the first one was thought of is this was Mishloach. We're talking about the Sugya Mishloach Manos. The Sugya Mishloach Manos, and the Gemara there throws this in. What is the Gemara telling us this? The Iker Mishloach Manos is to guarantee you have food for the Suda. So you, each one guaranteed there was food for the Suda. They alternated from year to year. Now that only helps one, doesn't help the other one, because in each single year, okay, but at least this is a Marmokan to focus on this idea. Okay, here's another Nafkamina, which is a very interesting Nafkamina, and it's really a Yerushalmi, and you can learn the Yerushalmi two different ways. What? The one that came brought food.
They also bring food for the
other guy. The guest brought a gift, so they ate it at the Suda, and the whole served food, so each one was Yoytze and one another. They switch. All it says is machalifim es sudoseim ze im ze. And Rashi explains what does it mean machalifim? It means ze oichalim ze b'porim shoshana zo. Uveshni asoid chavere. So they would alternate who ate by who. Okay, another nafkamina. Now this is a Yerushalmi. If what happens if you are, the giver, the noiser and the makabel are two different levels, two different levels of the social ladder. Social status. The Noisin is a very, very wealthy person. When he sits down to a meal, his meal does not cost anything less than $50. The poor man, his meals are not more than $2. What happens if the rich man, he sends a poor man a gift, he sends him a hard-boiled egg. bottled water. It's expensive also. Bottled water is pretty expensive. He sends him, I don't know what he sends him. What he sends him whatever. Something very, very simple. Ginger ale. So the shaila is, so for the standards of the gvir, of the wealthy person, his standards, this is not a matana chashuva. But for the standards of the poor person, it's not bad. For the standards of the poor person, this indeed is something that is significant. Let's say vice versa. What happens if the poor man sends a very meager gift to a rich man? Or the other way around. Well, let's not say that way. The poor man sends a meager gift to a rich man. In these two examples, have each one of them fulfilled the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? So let's try to look at it. You can look at it really four ways. It's not at all simple. And this is a very big pillow. But you have to have a starting point. Everything you want in the file pillar, you have to have a starting point.
What?
That's the camping ride. The Torah gave a carbon for an usher, an oni, mincha, birds, animals. Animals, there you bring it to Hashem. Here there's a din of Mishloach Manos. Let's assume like the Manos Levi. The Manos Levi says, Timarbe Ava V'Achva V'Reis. If a very wealthy person gives a poor person, again, you can look at it two ways, but it's not so simple. If a very wealthy person gives a very poor person a meager gift, is there Ava V'Achva?
No.
When the poor person looks at the wealthy man and says, this is what you're giving me, for you, this is nothing. This is peanuts. You're a jelly bean and a peanut. This is nothing. For me, this is significant. But is this going to be marbe between the two, Ava and the Achva?
Not Ava and Achva, but Reyes,
yeah. Why Reyes?
Raus.
Not necessarily. The Pashtus is...
The poor guy giving...
So when you look at this, when the poor man looks at this wealthy person, this is what you give me. For yourself, you wouldn't even think of eating such a meal. And this is what you consider to give me? L'chayra doesn't work. L'chayra. But on the other hand, does the poor man have what to eat for the Suda? He sure does. He has, this is what I eat. What do I think I eat? I eat cottage cheese and peanuts. This is my meal. So you were Yaitse. The rich man has been Yaitse lefi the Tumas Hadeshen, but not according to the Menos Levi. Other way around, if the poor man gives a meager gift to a wealthy person, the wealthy person is not going to eat it. Because according to his standards, it's not Roy Lachila. But the poor person, look what he did. He went and he gave of his neshama. So the Pasha says, when we be this way, there will be another nafmin between the Tumas Hadeshen. Now the truth is, this really is rooted in a Yerusham. It's very fascinating. The Yishami, the only thing the Yishami leaves out is who was rich and who was poor. Let me read you the Yishami. Okay, the Yishami says, Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah, and this is a big pilpul, Tis Eliezer, and he's a Chayodim, a Ritva, everyone's a falpul in this Yishami. The Sugi, the Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah, he was the Nasi. I guess it means he was rich, right? That's the Pashtus. Probably was rich. Shalach Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah to Rabbi Hoshaya the Great. Was also rich, but seemingly from the story something is wrong. One of them was Yardu Menachasa. He sent him Chad Otam v'Chad Login Nechama. Chad Otam, I don't know what it is, but it's something very meager. It's something very, very cheap. Ata means a very small piece of meat, a bone. One bone. And Chad Login, a flask, a very small log is a small amount of wine. Nechama. Sholach v'amale. So he said to him, so the recipient, who was Rabbi Yoshaya, he said to Rabbi Yudin Nisiya, oh, very good. You were Mekayim, but, in other words, but you were not Mekayim Mishloach Manos. So he was insulted. So what? And he took the message. Chozar v'sholach lo. He sent him a whole animal. Chad igel, a whole animal. V'chad godiv dechama, a cold casket, a massive casket of wine. Sholach le. He said, ah, now kiyamte banu umishloach manos. Now you mekayim mishloach manos. So the big question over here is, who was rich and who was poor? If you learn the Pashas says that it appears one was richer and was poor. The Pashas says that the recipient was very poor, and the Noisin was very rich. So he sent him originally, the rich man sent the poor man a meager gift. So he said to him, What? Just because I have what to eat for the Suuda, does that mean you makayim mishloach manos? Having what to eat for the Suuda touches upon what you just said is a kiyum of matanos levyoinim. But when I look at you and I see what you gave me something that's worth $1, and you wouldn't consider this for yourself anything less than $100. You would not makayim mishloach manos. You consider me a friend. This is what you send me. I have what to eat matanos levyoinim, but not mishloach manos. So he sent back Mona Yofa. Oh, now you mechayim. But you can say punfa karet. You can say the story is that the one who sent it was very, very poor. It was very poor. And the recipient, what?
You didn't see it.
It's not a rayim, because the other one was also very rich. I was Shayag Rabba. Okay, I told you the Pasha, he was very rich. But maybe it was just the other way around. Maybe he was Yodim and Chasaf. And therefore, when he sent him originally a very small gift, that's all I could afford.
Then how did he afford to send him a real one?
He borrowed money.
No.
He borrowed money to Mekayim the Mitzvah.
He borrowed his credit card.
It's a legitimate approach. That's what the Mepharshim want to say. He sent him. What was his half Amina? I'm going to send you. I can't afford more than this. I send you a little teeny gift because all I could afford. So he says to him, yeah, you send me a small gift. You Mekayim Matanos Levyainin. I got a gift. But you know what I eat for the meal? I need something more significant. You have to send me something.
Who's eating an egg every day? You send him a whole animal, you're killing him.
Okay, so you can the foul pel in this Gemara. You have to know. You have to know who is rich, who is poor. Okay, another few davkins. We're out of time. Another few davkins. Very common case. Can you send Mishloach Manos to UPS? Can you send FedEx? Can you initiate the process of sending before the zman? The recipient receives it on the other way around. I'll start sending it on Purim. He won't get it until after Purim. So if it's a dinin. In having a suit of what to eat, you have what to eat. The ikar is, did it arrive on time? That's what counts. Did it arrive on time? If the ikar is to be marbe alva vareos, the ikar is, when did you send it? If I send it today and it first arrives next year, it's also good. As long as, you know, when you initiated the process was initiated, maybe that's on the Gemara, where they switched meals each year. Each year was a trader for the next year. They initiated the process. By me coming to you this meal this year, obligates me that I have to reciprocate next year, and I'm a kabbal the reciprocation. The zman of the ava, that's the yikr. Okay, another nafkami, this is a very interesting idea, is to know what you got. In other words, sometimes, I know there used to be a Rosh Shiva, a certain rebbe was very busy on Purim, preparing for whatever, and a lot of the boys that would come to prepare, he wouldn't even kabbal them. He would not be makabal them. They wrote down, the person there in the house, he wrote down, so-and-so came, he brought Mishloach Manos. They wrote down, oh, what's your name? We want to tell the Rebbe, you brought Mishloach Manos, we wrote down your name. And the Rebbe never saw the Mishloach Manos. It just gets put into a...
Someone else's name or sent back out?
It's sent back out. So you don't actually see what was sent. So it's very, very fascinating. It's very fascinating that the Briska Rav, it's a very interesting Chumrah for this year, a new Chumrah, all of new Chumras, the Briska Rav was very makbid to look at the Mishloach Manos. To look at what was received. You can send the box, who knows what's in the box? Because if the din, Mishloach Manos, the din in the Ava Vareos, there's a Hanah, oh, let me see the Chochmah, let me see what you send me. If you don't know what the person sent, I have a name, the person wrote down the name, it's a Yoyotse. You did it, but it takes away from the Ava of the Achla Vareyas. Okay, interesting Shiloh that we spoke about over here, or also Shiloh about sitting is very interesting. I've done that very interesting. I mean, sitting Mishloach Manos at night. Now, there are two nights. I'm sending Mishloach Manos the night before, the night of Purim, and sending Mishloach Manos after Purim, Mitzoy Purim. So you're not supposed to do it. Everyone knows that. It's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to send Purim bo by yo. People do it, and they apologize. They say, I know I'm not being yotzei the mitzvah, but... You say, I'm giving it to your dad, but don't be makabel until the next day. Okay? My father was a Rav. Balabatim had to go to work. He was very kind. Balabatim would come there and give Mishloach Manos the night up by Megill Laning. I'm going away to work tomorrow. I can't say, here's Mishloach Manos. Yeah, I know I'm not Yotze, but you have to give the Rav Mishloach Manos. So, don't, right. So there's a course.
You have to give him, having no intention of being Yotze.
Right. Just don't be makabel. Don't be makabel until the next day. That's a course. But no, it's not so posh. It's some taco hobo, even though now that only works midin. That only works midin. The food, the tumas hadeshen, because the nesina is still at night. If you learn the ikatam, it's having food for the suuda. So you tell the recipient, don't be makabel until tomorrow. But as far as I'm giving it to you, the myself hanah being mechabe the person, the ikur tam is the moment when I give it to you, and it's a night. It's not a good zman. So then, now here's very interesting. What about giving Mishloach Manos the night after Purim? Purim is over. It's already past Shesa Chav. Now you arrive late. This happens all the time, right? It's all the time. So fascinating. Some hold the Yotze. You know why you Yotze? Because it's the Minog Yisrael. The Minog Yisrael, and that the people are still eating the Suda. It's very common. The Suda by Purim is named the Sushni Mamshech. You start the Suda by day, and you Sushni Mamshech into the night. So if the Iker is like the Chumas Hadeshen, that you should have what to eat for the Suda, the Suda is alive and well. The Suda is in full force until the Suda ends, way into the night. So you can be Yoitze and Mesholach Maraz Lefi the Chumas Hadeshen by giving Suda when Purim is over. Now, Leah Shiloh, what about giving a Sefer? Giving Sefer. You give a person Chidushei Torah. Chidushei Torah to some degree enhances, it's not necessarily not good. You enhance the Suda, because the Suda has to be accompanied, a Tanai to the Suda, have to be accompanied, it should be Zivchei Nesim, with Divrei Torah. If you don't, so if you give a person a Sefer, you're not being kind of the midst of the way you should. This Ava Vireos, you're definitely giving a person love, you're giving him a bigger gift, and you're giving him something which also to some degree enhances the Suda Chidushei. It's not, you're not Yoitz. But it's not as bad, yeah?
Two things,
two verloch. Oh, you have two svar. Okay. Just to conclude, last thought.
In the sefer.
Why don't, just last closing.
What's the answer?
You're not really Yoitz, but it's not as bad. It's not as bad as. As giving a person, I don't know. Think of something else. Whatever. There is maybe a nitzaitz of fulfillment in the midst of giving a person a sefer, because a sefer is Torah, and Torah is part of the suuda, and it's ava v'yachal v'reus. It's not exactly yaita shulchan aruch, but there's something. There's something there. Okay, to include an interesting shiloh. Why don't we make a bracha on mishloach manos? It's a very tough shiloh. It's part of the mitzayim. The matanis levyanim is not a kash. Matanis levyanim, you don't make a bracha on tzedakah. You don't take advantage of a person's dignity in this matzah. If that's the davar pasha, you don't make a bracha on matanis levyanim. But mishloach manos is ava v'yav v'reichos. You should
what? Before.
So Einach Nami, the Shechianu is on the mitzvah, but you should have a special bracha to make a bracha on the mitzvah itself. You don't have the answer of an ani. An ani, you don't take advantage of a person's matzif. Mesholach Manos, you send to your friends. They're not poor, so it's a mitzvah, you should make a bracha. It's a very tough question. So one answer is, the general answer is, you don't make a bracha that's totally bidas achirim. Since the person has the option of refusing, he'll say, I don't want to accept, you can make a bracha when it might be a bracha levatala. But someone to say that this is more of a riot to the shita of the Menois Levi, because you don't make a bracha on hergation. You only make a bracha on concrete fulfillment of mitzvahs. If the mitzvah was pure like the Chumas Hadeshen, I have to make sure you have what to eat. You have a cheftz of the mitzvah, you have a piece of matzah, you have a kosyayin. It's my duty to make sure you have a kezayis matzah. Here's the kezayis matzah, it's in your rishus. Oh, then this taka reason there should be a bracha, because it's a cheftz of the mitzvah. It's a transfer from my rishus to your rishus. It's in your rishus, my pluk, whether you eat or not is not my problem. It's in your rishus, theoretically you have what to eat. But if the whole mitzvah, the ikar, is like the minois levi, to be marbe, reyos in klal Yisrael, you never find the bracha on a mitzvah of hergish. Of hergish. The purpose is there should be friendship. Torah, that's not, brachas are not made on friendship. Torah brachas are made on masim, not on hergation. I mean, there's no precedent anywhere in halacha to make. So then, you don't make a bracha. There's no reason to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah you have to do, but it's not something that we have a makar in chazal that you make a bracha on such a thing. And that's one answer. Okay, we'll stop here.